This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The government has decided to withdraw the temporary regulatory measures governing the sale and distribution of petrol and diesel. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said that with effect from the 1st of July 2026, the temporary measures will be lifted from motor spirit and high-speed diesel through retail outlets of public sector oil marketing companies. West Bengal Chief Minister Subhendu Adhikari has said that the Uniform Civil Code, UCC, will be implemented in the state. The Chief Minister announced in the Assembly that a draft proposal of the bill will be presented at the State Cabinet meeting on July 2nd. Following the models of Gujarat, Uttarakhand and Assam, a committee has been formed under the leadership of retired Supreme Court Judge Justice Ranjana Desai. Chief Minister stated that the committee will conduct a study on a total of 9 subjects including marriage, divorce and adoption and submit its report within 4 weeks, based on which the state government will formulate the code. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has paid tribute to the heroes of the Santhal Hul on the occasion of Hul Day. In a social media post, Mr. Birla remembered the immortal martyrs who made the supreme sacrifice for India's independence, tribal identity and social justice. He also paid homage to thousands of brave tribal men and women who, under the leadership of Sidho and Kanhu, launched the historic Santhal Hul against colonial rule, exploitation and injustice. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has extended greetings to all elected representatives on International Day of Parliamentarism and to Democracy Association across the world. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said that Parliament is the supreme expression of the people's aspirations, rights and trust, where ideas are churned, policies are crafted and the direction of the nation's future is determined. Delhi government has approved an ambitious electric vehicle EV policy. As per the new policy, EV cars priced up to 30 lakh rupees have been exempted from registration fees and road tax. The new policy also offers a 1 lakh rupee incentive for purchasing new EVs while scrapping old vehicles and mandates that only electric two-wheelers can be registered starting to April 2028. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that the government has devised a comprehensive plan to execute this in phases over the next 4 years. Union Information and Broadcasting Ministry has announced 2 major decisions aimed at boosting the Indian film industry. The decisions were taken at a high-level review meeting chaired by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in New Delhi yesterday. A high-level study group under the chairmanship of Prasar Bharati Chairman Prasoon Joshi has been formed, which will study the opportunities and challenges before Indian cinema. India has intensified its humanitarian outreach in earthquake-hit Venezuela under Operation Amistad, expanding relief efforts with a focus on providing medical assistance and emergency support to those affected by the disaster. The Embassy of India in Caracas, Venezuela, shared an update on social media, saying Operation Amistad has intensified efforts for disaster relief in Venezuela with a healing touch to those affected by the earthquake. In the FIFA World Cup, Morocco defeated Netherlands 3-2 on penalties after a dramatic 1-1 draw across 120 minutes in their FIFA World Cup 2026 round of 32. Bart Verbruggen, while Mickey van den Ven forced a world-class save from Moroccan keeper Yassine Bounou. Cody Gapko scored a brilliant opening goal for the Netherlands after receiving a quick pass from Crisiento Samuel. After a chaotic penalty shootout featuring misses from Quinton Timber and Achraf Hakimi, Ismail Saibari scored the decisive spot kick to send Morocco through. The house-to-house distribution of electoral enumeration forms to voters in the national capital of Delhi will begin today. Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi, Ashok Kumar, announced this while briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday. He said booth-level officers, BLOs, will visit every household from today till the 29th of July to distribute the enumeration forms and collect the duly filled applications from eligible electors. And that is the end of this news bulletin.